Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. This is Kelly Barner, editor at Buyer's Meeting Point. Today, I would like to welcome Robert Cohen, Vice President of Marketing at Bassware. Bob brings nearly two decades of accounts payable, finance, technology, purchase to pay, and invoicing experience and expertise to his work at Bassware, as well as to the industry overall. Prior to joining Bassware, Bob worked for American Express, Sendent, and Computer Associates. Bob, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So today, we've actually got a very timely topic, given that we're coming to the end of the calendar year, and for many companies, also the end of their fiscal year and therefore their budgetary cycle. So our main topic is to talk about the reasons why CTOs should attend budget reviews. And if you don't mind, let me start by asking you just to share some general thoughts about the typical budget process and war stories, if you like, that are taking place at today's companies. What should a procurement team new to the budget process expect?
Sure. Good question. So the typical budgeting process is one where there's specific departments in finance that are working with one another. They're setting budgets, negotiating back and forth. Everyone tries to get as much money as possible to accomplish as many things as they can on their agenda. However, this is done somewhat in isolation between that department and the finance department. And other groups that may be supporting those areas aren't necessarily part of the initial process of the planning process or even some of the review process, and they don't find out till much later. And this can create a problem. It can create a delay in executing the strategy. So that's what traditionally goes on today. And what we're talking about here today is there's a better way to do this by inviting other parts of the organization into the budgeting review and planning process. And by that, we mean the CPO and the whole procurement organization into the mix.
So clearly being in these meetings is a huge opportunity for procurement as a whole to have contact with parts of the organization that they may not routinely come directly into contact. So if I think about procurement being in one of these meetings, and granted some teams may be more active than others, but if I think about it from just simply a sitting back and listening and observing standpoint, what sorts of critical information should procurement expect to learn about their colleagues in other functions, what's going on, the priorities in those functions as a whole, just by sitting in on these meetings?
Sure. And as you said, we have 2 ears and one mouth so that we learn a lot more when we're listening. So during the whole budgeting process, as it's going on, if procurement and purchasing is in there, listening to what's going on, they can understand what a department's needs are, what suppliers may be at risk to do business with, what suppliers might be needed to be added in order to achieve some of the growth plans that an organization might have. They need to learn about major sourcing needs as early as possible because, as I mentioned previously, if there's some big growth initiatives or someone has a change in strategy and that's going to require different suppliers to provide materials for this growth strategy, if procurement finds out late in the game, that's only going to delay things, and it's probably going to be suboptimal. So the sooner they get involved and learn about what major sourcing needs are going to be required ahead of time, the earlier they can do it, it's much more beneficial to the organization. It's also to learn about how they can build on existing contracts. They understand the supply chain better than anybody else in the organization. So why not get them involved in the budgeting process so when they're listening to the plans, they can say, hey, this is a great opportunity for this supplier and we can leverage our supplier in this fashion, et cetera. And then we touched on it briefly before, is they can learn about growth plans, departments that have requested larger budgets, and they can know about them in advance. It's really just beneficial to everybody in the organization that people know what's being planned as far in advance so they can get on board and can help execute the strategy as quickly as possible once those budgets are approved.
Now, in addition to all of that added exposure into what's going on elsewhere in the organization, I also have to think that from a, maybe we can call it customer service. From a customer service standpoint, this is also an opportunity for procurement to come into contact with their internal stakeholders, as well as the people that are using procurement systems that need to follow procurement processes. What sorts of opportunities should we take? So if we move on, and it's such a great reminder, right, we've got that two ears and that one mouth. If we're going to reserve the use of our speech in these meetings, perhaps it should be to ask questions about how well the e-procurement system that's in place is working for them, or maybe address some compliance issues that have been seen. From a customer service standpoint, what should procurement try to actively learn from the people in these meetings that they can then take back to the rest of the team and say, hey, maybe here's some solution things or some process things that we can change to better serve the organization?
Sure, Kelly. It's exactly what you said. Everyone has clients, so who are procurement's clients? Those are the other parts of the organization that are utilizing their services. So while they're sitting in on these meetings, they can provide consultative services. They understand the buying process, but they may not understand all the nuances and why someone does something specifically. So when they're in these planning meetings, they can talk, there's often conversations about, how do we get where we're going? This is what our objective is. And things come up which might be obstacles, obviously, like how are we going to get there? How are we going to cross this bridge? And what procurement can do as a partner to these other organizations is understand what these issues are, bring them back to their team, and try to remedy those to make it as seamless as possible for the end users in this case, and whether it's the manufacturing department, whether it's the finance department, whoever's using those services, the procurement services, whether it's for consultative services, whether it's for materials, whatever it may be, they can understand what's being purchased and try to make it as easy as possible for those organizations that are procuring those materials or goods or services, whatever may be used. So there's an opportunity for procurement to understand the needs of their client and to provide a better user experience from them to make the system as easy to use as possible. Organizations are changing the way they think about spending. There's a shift from just controlling costs, a move away from top-down management to one where it's really more collaborative and one that's much more consumer-driven. So procurement can understand the needs of their constituents and provide a much better user experience for them.
Now, it's interesting that you talk about procurement sort of expanding beyond the traditional role and being more consultative and being more customer service oriented, because, granted, you go through the budgetary process, not everybody is going to walk out of their meeting with a smile on their face. And for one, in these meetings, the chances are procurement is not going to be the heavy or the bad guy. So it creates some opportunities for procurement to step in and say, hey, I realize you just didn't get the news you wanted, or I realize the good news you wanted was deferred. Here are maybe some ways that we can help you out. What are some examples of, procurement rescues, if you think about it that way? How can procurement step in and help someone just after a budgetary meeting when they've gotten not necessarily the news about their budget for the coming year that they wanted to hear?
Sure, and that's a great question because that goes on every day. We all go through budgeting reviews, and the final numbers are seldom what we want. So if you asked for 100 of some 100 and you only got 80, you're walking in that meeting going, okay, my budget isn't where I needed it to be. Procurement can kind of jump in and say, hey, let's partner with this department that didn't get as much money as it requested to figure out how can we do things more economically beneficial to the organization. So maybe they can go back to suppliers and we can figure out better terms to negotiate with the suppliers. Maybe we can determine new suppliers that we can add into the mix. Maybe they can source, as I said, new suppliers. Maybe this supplier was charging one rate. Maybe they can work with us to find another supplier that may charge us a lower rate to purchase that good or services from. So there's a lot that procurement can bring to the mix here. It's not just they just sit there and execute on the contracts. They have a lot of intellectual capital there, and it's critical to engage them, you know, as early as possible when you come out of these meetings saying, okay, how are we going to tackle this challenge that we have now? We need to grow by X percent, but our budget's only going up by, you know, 0.5x%. So how are we going to challenge this and work with procurement? Because they have a lot of ideas. They have a lot of knowledge. They understand the supply chain. There may be some financial mechanisms, different payment terms that they can suggest, saying, hey, we didn't get all the money we wanted, but what if we devise a strategy to pay our suppliers earlier so we don't need as much money because they're accepting earlier payment terms? Works out better for us and for them because we get the goods we need, but they get their money faster, but it's at a lower cost to us. So there's a lot of different things that procurement can help out and really, you know, be a partner to the whole process there. And that's the way they should really be viewed. And if they're not, there's an opportunity for every organization out there to kind of take a step back and say, I wonder if we worked with procurement a little bit more so and they understood our goals, how they could consult us on the supply chain, the financial supply chain, so that we could take much better advantage of it and produce our goods at a better rate of return for the organization overall.
And I think one of the points that you made there is actually really important, and it's something that actually hasn't been thought about in preparation for this conversation, though, is the role that suppliers may play in the budget process. So in talking about what procurement can do for a manager that didn't get all the happy news they wanted to get out of a budgetary meeting, one of the things that you suggested just now is going to the supplier and saying, hey, listen, here's what we want to accomplish. This is what we've been allocated. How can you help us get there? It actually seems like coming out of something that sounds very numbers-driven, very finance-driven, there's actually quite a few opportunities for collaboration and good conversations and relationship building that come out of the budgetary process. I think that's something that maybe a lot of people would not necessarily have expected.
Completely agree. Kelly, you need to view your suppliers not as the enemy, not that many people do, but the closer you can work with your suppliers, the better it'll be for your entire organization and their organization, because as you strengthen those relationships between buyer and supplier and you understand the levers of each other's business and you understand the predicament that one business may be in or another business, you can find out ways to really partner to make it a win-win situation for both. I mentioned before the financial supply chain, so a lot of suppliers out there are strapped for cash, especially smaller ones. So if they're selling you a good or service that normally has a 30 or 45 day payment terms on this, and they say, hey, you know, we'd really love to get our money sooner. Is there something that we can do in order to work with you to do this? And you might come back and say, yes, we can offer you a, you know, 2 net 10 discount, which may be standard, but maybe we can offer them something similar, something different, but work with them so they can get their cash sooner. And it's a win-win situation for you because your cost of goods sold is lower as well. And that's one thing that works well for the supplier. Now, as I mentioned before, and as you rightly brought up, when you go back to that supplier with your budgeting amount, the amount that you have to spend, say, hey, listen, here's what we need to accomplish next year. Unfortunately, here's the money we have, or not unfortunately, but here's the money we have to spend with you to achieve that. How can we accomplish this? And when you work with your suppliers as a partner, similar to finance or manufacturing working with procurement, and then procurement working with suppliers, is all part of the supply chain. So I think the more you collaborate with your partners internally and externally, the better results you have. And the more successful organizations are the ones that are doing this. They know their suppliers, they know their levers, they know more about their business probably sometimes than they do about their own business, about a supplier's business than their own business. So there's a lot that can be done. And the more you know, the more closely you work, and they become a trusted advisor and trusted partner for you.
Now, let's stay on that point about the trusted advisor for a minute, because, again, this will vary by the size of the company and therefore the size of the procurement group, but let's just assume for a minute that the team is big enough that it's not actually the CPO sitting in all of these budget meetings, right? So based on the information that comes back and the sort of presence procurement has in all these meetings, there's also an internal branding opportunity. And if you think about how procurement ends up being positioned in these meetings, relative to finance, relative to accounting or treasury, however they're setting up the cross-functional groups in these meetings, we're no longer sort of the penny-crunching, money-counting people, right? We're actually the people there with a little bit broader set of tools that we can bring to the table. If you were a CPO and you were leading a team that had come through one of these, what sort of a brand or what sort of a feel would you want the other participants in these meetings to walk away having experienced?
We want them to walk away thinking that procurement provided value to the whole conversation and that they can help us meet our targets, that we're all part of one team. Obviously, we all work for the same organization, so we should all have the same goals at the end of the day, which is to increase the profitability and the growth of the organization, provide excellent customer service and satisfaction on the goods or services that we produce. So I want them to walk away thinking that procurement is in those meetings to assist us to achieve our goals. They're not the enemy. They're not the ones that say, no, we can't do that, we can't buy that, or that's not possible, that they work together with us to find solutions to achieve our goals and to ultimately help the business grow, which is what I mentioned before, and we all have to keep our eye on. That's what we're in business for, is to satisfy our shareholders, to improve profitability, improve the growth of the organization while providing great customer service. So that's what I would want everyone to walk out of meeting with, saying procurement was there and they provided value to the organization and to me in the whole budgeting and planning process.
And on that positive note, as we end one year and start another, it sounds like the budgetary process is a huge opportunity for procurement to not only get their jobs done, to improve the lives of their internal stakeholders or internal customers, and really improve the operational health of the company as a whole. Bob, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
And thank you as well to everyone who has joined us for this BMP Radio podcast. Please feel free to share your comments and feedback on this conversation, as well as to share it with anyone from your network that you feel would benefit from the information. Please enjoy the rest of your day.